Pettis Memorial Library was built and donated to Brome Township by Narcissa Faron Pettis in honor of her husband, federal MP Nathaniel Pettis. It became the first free public library in Quebec, following its foundation with an Act of Parliament in 1994, and it remains a free library up until this day. Pettis Memorial continues to play a central role in the community, providing French and English speakers access to a range of information, ideas, books, etc., and a space where people can come together to share and learn from one another. Despite being built over a century ago, Pettis Memorial is still located in the same building donated by Mrs. Pettis. Wanting to remain the hub of the local community, the institution launched a public fundraising campaign in the summer of 2021 for a major extension project, and it recently surpassed its fundraising goal. CIDI chats with Jane Livingston, chair of the Board of Trustees for Pettis Memorial, about the exciting news and what's next now that the goal has been met. Good day, listeners. As always, you are tuning in to CIDI's daily news show, Township's Daily News Bits, and I am your host, Taylor McClure. Jane, Pettis Memorial Library launched a public fundraising campaign back in the summer of 2021, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, that's right.
Can you start off by reminding our listeners as to what the initial fundraising goal was and how much has been raised in comparison up until now?
Okay, well, we've been very, very fortunate. We set a goal at $1.5 million for this campaign. And as of the other day when I checked with the executive director at the library, we have raised just over $3 million from private sources from the community. So the response has been tremendous.
Wow. So you almost doubled, well, basically doubled your original goal.
That's exactly right. Yes.
Wow. Now that you've exceeded this goal, what is the next step?
Well, we are still waiting on a major grant application that we've put into the provincial government. We're very positive. We're thinking positively that you know, we will receive this grant that is in the area of $2.07 million. I know the ministry has been in touch with us with several questions over the application that we put in, which we're considering a good sign. And we hope to hear from them within the next few months. So that's the big piece of the puzzle that we're waiting to have fall into place.
Okay. Does the library still plan on sticking to its original architectural plan that was presented a couple years ago, which included like an extension on the back of the library, extending into Colbert Park, or have there been some small changes since then?
Well, the original drawing, I can't remember what the square footage is, but with the rising costs in supplies and in construction, we did modify the expansion. We ratcheted it down by some square footage or square meterage, however you want to say it. But we certainly do plan with an expansion. It will not extend into Coldbrook Park. This is all contained within the library grounds. Okay. But it will certainly look onto Coldbrook Park, and we hope that there will be a real free flow of the community. I mean, our doors will face out onto the park, and we'll have it set up in such a way that it will be welcoming visitors, community members, everybody.
Now, for those who might not be aware of the extension project, perhaps new people who have come to the area, can you provide some examples from your plan as to how the expansion project will change things up at the library in benefit of the local community, some spaces you're hoping to add, etc.?
Right. Okay. Well, we'll have, for example, like a small multi-purpose room where we'll be able to hold talks, meetings, vernissages, ateliers. Book clubs can meet there. There'll be a new larger children's area. There will be community washrooms, which will be of service to members of the area. There will be a tourist information booth. So because the town is one of our biggest supporters here, and they will have a community information booth within the new extension, so that, you know, instead, you know, they've always had a little building on the grounds of the park at the present time. But that will that will now be served within the new confines of the addition of the library. So the town and the library will be working very closely together. And then we will also have what I think they call a Fab Lab, which is going to be a big audiovisual. I don't even know what the modern terminology is, but we'll have 3D printers. There'll be all kinds of new bells and whistles for our library users above and beyond just standard books.
Wow. So it's going to attract, it's going to be like a hub for the community for many different reasons.
That's exactly how we're seeing it, and we're hoping that's how it will unfold.
Well, those are all the questions that I had for you, Jane. I just wanted to get an update on that, and I wasn't sure if there was any other library updates that you would like to inform our listeners about that might be exciting. Please feel free to expand on that if you'd like.
No, I think that's, I've brought just everybody up to date. And as soon as we get more information, the big news we're waiting from is from the provincial government. And there'll be lots of noise about that when we get the answers there. So we'll keep in touch.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jane. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.